And in Washington, D.C. recently, Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne made an announcement that clears the way to tap an enormous source of renewable energy, the oceans.
For the first time, we will offer regulations to guide the use of wind, wave, and current resources on the 1.8 billion acres of outer continental shelf on the coasts of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf Coast.
In South Florida, researchers are already working to harness the power of the Gulf Stream. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Director Rick Driscoll says the Center of Excellence in Ocean Energy Technology is in a great location. It's just 15 miles from the Gulf Stream.
This is actually the closest location to any place on the planet of a major ocean current. By a load center here that needs the power right now, we've got no place to build power plants. Yet we're growing, you know, Florida's growing by 1,000 people a day.
Driscoll's answer, underwater turbines moored in the heart of the Gulf Stream. He believes ultimately the current, which flows at 8 billion gallons per minute, could yield as much energy as several nuclear plants, providing a third of Florida's power. Florida Atlantic University established the center last year for one purpose, to explore ways to tap the ocean's potential as a renewable energy resource. It was started with a $5 million grant from the state of Florida. Inside, the center's offices and workshop area share a common space. Desks and cubicles sit alongside scientific equipment, giant floats, and what, to me, looks like a large propeller.
These are the rotor blades. And
now, is this a large rotor blade? This has got to be, what, 10 feet across?
I mean, three meters diameter. It's a small rotor blade, very small.
The full-size turbines will be much larger, with rotors 100 feet in diameter. This rotor is for the small prototype Rick Driscoll and his team are building. Pieces of it, the generator, pressure tank, and housing, are laid out on the floor. It's nearly ready for testing. Driscoll eventually envisions a field of turbines moored 1,000 feet below the surface, just off the Florida coast in the heart of the Gulf Stream. There are currently dozens of energy companies, he says, that are developing plans to harness the Gulf Stream. The researchers at the Center of Excellence in Ocean Energy Technology, he says, are studying the best ways to do it and looking for possible negative consequences.
Some of the worst-case things we can see is what people have coined the Cuisinart effect, in which the fish will come through and get chopped up, attract, you know, the bait would then attract more fish, and you've got a sustaining Cuisinart effect. Now, we don't think that's going to happen, but it's a possibility and we need to monitor it.
Driscoll says his team is also looking to see what effect the turbines could possibly have on the power and flow of the Gulf Stream. He cites hydrographic data reassuringly to say it looks unlikely to have much of an impact. And even the most optimistic don't hope to extract more than a third of the Gulf Stream's total energy. A few steps outside, welders are working on one of the most massive parts of the Gulf Stream turbine. It's a huge steel buoy that, as project director Gabriel Alcenas points out, is shaped like a ship, so it remains stable in the current.
And what they're doing now is they're adding not only an extra sort of emergency buoyancy, we call them fenders on the side, but also to provide some protection.
The buoy is part of a system tethered to a 30,000-pound anchor that Alcenas says will hold the prototype turbine right in the heart of the Gulf Stream.
The turbine's going to be approximately 30 feet underwater, spinning at approximately 60 revolutions per minute. And this gives us a great exercise in figuring out exactly what effects the ocean's going to have on it, and this is going to have on the ocean and its environment.
Weather and federal regulations permitting, researchers here hope to begin testing their prototype turbine in January or February. If all goes well, they eventually will develop a full-size turbine and maintain an area in the Gulf Stream that will be used as a test field. For Center Director Rick Driscoll, this project is just the beginning of an industry that he believes has great potential, not just for Florida, but for the world. Driscoll says his center now is beginning to study an even more powerful potential energy source. It's the large reservoir of cold water deep in the oceans. One obvious use, he says, would be to use the cold water in air conditioning.
But then there's a temperature difference between the warm surface water and the cold deep water, which you can actually use in thermodynamic, thermoelectric, and other processes to generate electricity directly. That ocean thermal resource is probably the largest renewable energy source available anywhere.
Driscoll says by investing in ocean energy technology, Florida will do more than just fill its power needs. It will create jobs and make the state a leader in an emerging industry. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
See a simulation of various ocean energy concepts at NPR.org. Ponce de Leon called it the river in the ocean. It was Ben Franklin who named it the Gulf Stream. Read a history of efforts to harness it, starting with Thomas Edison.